I'm meeting with Frank Okada at my home. It's Thursday, August 16th. This is an interview for the Archives of American Art, the Northwest Asian American Project. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning.
As I said, let's just start at the beginning, because your history is one both in Seattle and in Oregon and New York and other places. But let's start at the beginning. You were born in 1931 in Seattle. Can you tell me about your family, your parents' background, perhaps?
Well, my parents were from Hiroshima, but they were, I believe it's a smaller kind of rural community, I think it was called Nakashima-kin, I think, but I'm not sure. And they came probably right after the First World War. And my father had come earlier, like when he was 13 or 14, and worked on the railroad gangs in Montana. Mm-hmm. And then he went back and married my mother and brought her back. And all his life, with the exception of the Second World War, when they were relocated, he ran a small Skid Row hotel. And I think he ran three during his lifetime, three different locations.
Did he own these, or
no? He generally leased the building and ran these hotels, and most were mostly bachelors, people who worked, road gangs or people in heavy manual labor.
And were these Japanese Americans, or
most of them were Caucasians, and so. I understand when my brother John was born, he was born in the Merchant Hotel, which is down there off the square. And I believe I was born in the Yakima Hotel, which is now the Salvation Army Hotel, down there off of Dearborn.
Six and Dearborn is
across the street from the Chris and Spice. And then after the Second World War, he came back and ran the hotel called the Pacific Hotel, which is on 6th and Weller, which is just south of Uejimaya. They tore that down and they built this Chinese restaurant there,
yeah,
I think.
Okay.
And so that's what he did most of his life till he retired. And
were the owners of these hotels Caucasian or Asian?
I know the Yakima Hotel, the owner was Caucasian, but the Pacific Hotel, one of his older friends, a Japanese friend, had owned the hotel. So,
had he come over? Had he intended to immigrate originally, or is he one?
I think most of the people that when they initially came, I think many of them thought that they would make their fortune and go back and retire. But I think the war years, made him change.
I was thinking as much as anything as your brother's book that I recently.
But he felt that, that as we matured and, made kind of different commitments, that he knew none of us would be going back to his home. Mm-hmm. As the eldest son, the farm would be his, because my grandfather owned a very large farm. Japan. So traditionally it would have gone to my oldest brother. The property moves.
Your father was an eldest son.
Yeah. And so his eldest son would receive it, and his younger brothers wouldn't, or something. I think that's the way it goes.
Yeah.
But he knew that none of us were going to go back and, plant horseradishes and do things like that. So he gave it to his younger brother. Because I think my brother John has been there once, and I've been there maybe about three times during my. So